of the Lord, whose report would you believe? I choose. So it has to do with your choice. I choose. So doctors are trying to convince you otherwise against the word. No, I choose. So before you go to the hospital again, get the word with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Before you go to the hospital again, get the word first. Because someone's about to convince you otherwise. But I don't know. I came with my amen in my spirit. I came with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Who am I talking to? I choose to believe the word. I choose. There's a testimony in the scriptures concerning me. There's something written concerning me. And when Jesus showed up in the Bible, it says he took the scroll and he opened the place that it was said concerning him. Stop reading other people's scripts. There's a script concerning you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a script concerning you. I feel the anointing. It's coming up. Just walk on this thing. Get it back. Oh, my God. Woo! There's a miracle hanging over this house, though. You know, I dropped the prophetic word on the WhatsApp group this morning, early this morning. If you're not on the group, please find that prophetic word and stick with it. Pray with it. It's going to change your life. It's, oh, my God. The days of lack are over. I know what I'm saying. The days of lack are over. The days of lack are over. The days of lack are over. You will not borrow, you will lend. Tell ya. I said the days of lack are over. Who am I talking to? The days of lack are over. The last time you borrowed is the last time you borrow. God has opened up doors for you. My God. God has opened up doors for you. God has opened up doors, and God said, an army is rising from amongst us. Yeah. You're no longer hidden. The spotlight is upon you now. Men can now see your gift is visible. Who am I talking to? Your gift is visible. The days of hiding are over. No more in obscurity. The days of your showing forth is here. The days of your showing forth are here. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is the gospel serious? How many are excited about this? Yeah, you will shout some more in this meeting. I said you will shout some more in this meeting. I feel God about to do something in your life. The things that you struggle to get will now come to you. Hiya. Shadaros kivanasis. Veberana vigobohosa. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. You see it in a bit. Let's stand. We stand to read God's word. We honor God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, can we read together Romans 1, 16, 1, 2, 3, go. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. For let's read it one more time. Go. 1, 2, 3, go. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. Father, we thank you. The entrance of your word bringing light and understanding to the simple. We are blessed as a result. Our lives are never the same. The demons are terrified in this meeting. You are glorified and your people are edified. In the name of Jesus, put your hands together, give God praise. Yeah, somebody should just stay on that drum for me. I might just run off in a bit. So every part of the service is just going to be like that. So glory to God. So Paul is writing in Romans 1:16. He says, I'm not ashamed of the God. Come on, say, I'm not ashamed. Say it again. Say, I'm not ashamed. Come talk to me. I'll hear you. Come. Feel free. It's a family house. I'm just talking. Say, I'm not ashamed. Yeah, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not, come on, say, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. So the gospel does not contain power. The gospel is the power of God. You hear what I'm saying? The gospel is the power of God. So every time I preach the gospel, I see power. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every time I talk about the gospel, I see power. And the gospel is Jesus. Anybody hear what I'm saying? The gospel is, so if I preach the gospel, the power of God is in display. So to activate the gospel, to activate the power of God in your life, to see the power of God flow in your life, focus on preaching the gospel. Talk about Jesus. So if I meet someone who's having cancer, I don't have to pray a special prayer for cancer. All I have to do is say, he died for you. He was buried for you. And then he rose on the third day for your justification. When I see that power is activated, are you hearing what I'm saying from the back? Power is activated. Do you hear what I'm saying? Why? Because in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is the highest display of God's power. That's why Paul was writing and said, if the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead lives in you, it will quicken. So every time I talk about the gospel, I call on that power. Come on, death could not hold him captive. Pilate could not keep him down. Whatever brought him out of the grave is now living in me. It means everything around me must jump back to life. Deadness cannot survive around me. Dryness cannot survive. Why? The gospel. The gospel. So you want to see power, preach the gospel. Yeah, the gospel is how God decides to change the world. You didn't hear. The gospel is God's way of wanting to change the world. So when men begin to talk about the gospel, the power of God goes into action, begins to change systems, begin to change economies. Why? It will change the men who will sit in those economies. You hear what I'm saying? It will change the people who will sit in the seat of governance. And when the gospel begins to work on them, it will work on the systems. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when I proclaim the gospel, I proclaim the power. When I proclaim the gospel, I proclaim the power. Something is happening around your life. Start talking about the gospel. He died for me. He died as me. When he was buried, I was buried with him. When he resurrected, I resurrected. And now I'm seated with Christ in heaven. Come on, shout glory. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. So I can just hold this brother's hands. And now I'm talking about Jesus and current is flowing. There's no special meeting for transfers power. Just talk about Jesus. Jesus is the power of God in flesh. You hear what I say? Jesus is the power of God in flesh. Just talk about Jesus. Why are people weary of talking about Jesus? Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. One songwriter said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. So Jesus is all God wanted to say. Jesus is the question and the answer. Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when I show up in every difficult situation, I shout Jesus. Not because that's what everybody likes shouting. No. Because I know that's the answer. So the Bible said he's the way, the truth, and the life. So when I show up and it's struck me by Jesus, the way shows up. I can't have the way in me and get lost. So if I have the way in me, I will find a way out. So the believer is not the guy in the tunnel praying, show me the way. No. I'm not in the tunnel. I'm in Christ. Come on. You can't be stuck. You're the light of the world. Light not a fine road. They preach. Light not a fine road. Light shows the way. So what it means is everybody around you should find the way because you are there.
Yeah, that's good. It's true.
You are their compass to find their way. So with you, they can come and pass. Come on, shout Jesus. That's the gospel. The gospel is simple like that. You need a pastor to confuse you. Not a real pastor, though. Self-acclaimed pastor. I love Jesus. Come on, shout, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. That's the gospel. So beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. We love your name, Jesus. You're a beautiful one. We love your, how we love your, how we love your name, Jesus. You're a beautiful one. We love, come on, how we love your name, we love your name, Jesus, you're a beautiful. I feel the anointing. So the gospel is God's remedy for all maladies. I should say it again. The gospel is God's remedy for all maladies. You enter the bus and someone was telling one thing and said, this is the cure everything. It cures Staphylococcus aureus. The gospel is a rig bagboniche. It cures everything. I said the gospel is a rig bagboniche. It cures everything. It is God's remedy for all maladies. You didn't hear what I said. I said it's God's remedy for all maladies. Cancer, the gospel will fix it. Asthma, the gospel will fix it. Arthritis, the gospel will fix it. Barrenness, the gospel will fix it. You can't have him and not be fruitful. Hey, he's the first fruit. You hear what I'm saying? That's Jesus. You can't have him. I'm looking for a child. Mary had no child when he came, the womb opened. And so Jesus was not the only one they gave birth to. She gave birth to many more after Mary, after Jesus. You can have him. He opened, he's the way, he opened the womb. Just in case you're listening to me, you think that there's something there. There's no special prayer for fruit of the womb. It's the gospel. If this Jesus enter you, he will be abokosh. According to the time of life, you will carry something. You know, Mary carried Jesus, but she had to go to the upper room to receive Christ. Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mary carried him for 9 months. But when it was time to receive Christ, she had to go to the upper room. There are two different things. So what she was carrying started carrying her. You hear what I'm saying? That's so good. So that's the real carry me, they go. Are you getting blessed this morning?
Yes,
so what is the gospel then? 1 Corinthians 15:1-6. Let's do it in the NIV. I'll show you what the gospel is. Because some people in church don't know what the gospel is. They just, you know, what's the gospel? We're going to church. Now I was born in church. You can be in church and not be in Christ.
Yeah, it's true.
I should say it again. You can be in church and not be in Christ. You can be in the workforce and not be in Christ. Don't be sweeping church and Christ is not in you. We need to sweep some things out of you first. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The believer's call is not to join the work ministry first. It's to be in Christ first. Be seated. Be planted first. Are you following what I'm saying? So now that Paul is now telling us what the gospel really is. He says, 1 Corinthians 15:1. He says, now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, just in case you've forgotten already. I want to remind you. And that's why we're doing the gospel series at the beginning of the year. Why? We want to remind you. Some of you ate Christmas rice and forgot the gospel. You forgot what the gospel is. So you're now buying stuff in the name of Jesus. No olive oil. Leave it. You see it in the next series. It says, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. So without the gospel, the believer is not standing. That's so powerful. I didn't say it in scripture. He says, I receive it and I've passed it on to you, and that's where you are now standing. So when you take off the gospel, the believer is levitating. And that's why I have problem with people saying, I want to levitate. Because really, when you levitate, you're not standing. You are floating. It's better to be rooted than float.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you can be tossed about by every wind of doctrine.
Yeah,
you become a simple pendulum. So all of you are simple harmonic motion. You know the first law of Isaac Newton, first law of motion? A body tends to remain in rest except it's compelled by another force. I went to school. Jesus said, my brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. So they weren't standing before the gospel came to them. So when the gospel came, they could now stand. You see what I'm saying? Next verse, let's run. By this gospel you are saved. So what brings salvation? The gospel. You can go to church and they're telling you five keys to make it in life. You're not going to get saved there. See, five ways to survive COVID. Because that's what every church started preaching after COVID. How to recover what you lost. No, that's not the gospel. Oprah was preaching that too. Les Brown was saying the same thing. John C. Maxwell, the same thing. But that's not the gospel. If any man outside Christ can say something you are saying, then it's not the gospel. You have to be in Christ to preach it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The gospel is not about the systems of this world. It's about the kingdom of the Christ. Are you hearing me? So it's not about how to make it in life. No, no, no. We made it in Christ. Are you listening to me? Yeah. So you are saved by the gospel. So you can go for a meeting like this and someone just come here and say, you know, there are five steps to make it. First step, perspire. Aspire. Inquire. To recover the container. See. And then I say, you can now come for an altar call. It's not the altar that saves, it's the message that saves. Are you listening to me? So if you sat down in that, that's not a church anyway. It's a social gathering. Because the Bible says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be, not unto keys. So if Christ is not discussed, there's an event center. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If Jesus is not discussed there, it's an event center. He has to be the central point. He has to be the focal point. He has to be the epicenter. You went to school. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So Jesus has to be the center of the conversation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So now say, come for water call. You now came and kneel down. Now some of you have been asking water call for your life like 15 years now. Come and rededicate your life. You now drop and took it back. The altar doesn't get you saved. Nobody answered an altar call in scriptures. Read your Bible. Nobody said, repeat after me, Lord Jesus, Lord, come into my life, come into my life. No, they heard the message and they believed it and they were saved. So it's the hearing of the gospel and believing in the same that produces salvation. The altar, there's no power in the altar. You will come here, kneel down here and pray. God doesn't answer faster here. Stay in your bedroom. God doesn't answer faster here. Stay in your bedroom. See, he lives in you. That's why you bow like this and pray. He's not our Father who art in heaven. He's our Father who lives in us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The gospel truth. This is the gospel. Are you learning something? You know, I went somewhere one time for a minister's conference. This particular pastor had launched a very big church like that, massive. People came all the way from different countries to come see the place. So we entered there. When we finished the conference, the pastor said, you know what, guys, I want to take you on a tour and show you the office space. He took us his office. The office had a bedroom inside. So him and his wife will stay there on Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday come to church from there. So they don't come from home on Sunday. Are you following what I'm saying? So while he was showing us around, we got to a particular galleria area that he now said, okay, this is the part that leads to the church from behind. So we saw the big hall was a 10,000 seater capacity. So while he was pointing at it, there was an altar, like a stage down there at the altar part. We were standing at the top part, and that thing looked like the Ark of Covenant, you know, one wooden stuff like that. This man was talking to us, and people, when they saw that thing, they ran, they left him and ran to that Blaneda to tap grace. See, he's not pan wine. What are you tapping? They went to tap grace. But the grace was standing in human flesh with us. When they left, the man said something they did not hear. Because the thing you are going to lie before came out from the man standing before you. That's how they miss Jesus, looking for signs. The Jews look for a sign. He said, I won't give you any sign except the sign of Jonas. in the belly of the fish 3 days. What's 3 days? Death, burial. The biggest sign of the gospel is that he rose. Come on, glory, he rose. He's no longer in the grave. Buddha died, he couldn't come up. Muhammad died, couldn't come up. There's only one empty grave. That's where my Savior came out from. Come on, if that's your Savior's place, give God a shout of praise in this room. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. See, you can... Buddhism has four legs on which it stands. They call it the noble truths of Buddha. If you remove Buddha from that religion, those noble truths will still stand. Islam has six legs on which it stands. They call it the six articles of Islam. If you remove, this is not Islam. I can't be teaching you that here. So if you remove Muhammad from that thing, those six legs will still stand. But you can't take away Christ from the gospel. He's not a messenger, he's the message. He's not a messenger, he is the message. He is not a prophet, he's the prophecy fulfilled. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Put back my scripture. I need to run, man. There's a lot to share here. Abadova hasts. Now, but this gospel you are, by this gospel you receive, if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. Next verse. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. So the gospel is first importance. You go to church, they're teaching you how to kill your enemies. That's not important. Say, bring cutlass. That's not important. Bring cane. That's not important. See what he said? The first importance, that Christ died for our sins. Now, this shows you the content of the gospel. The content of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to what? The scriptures. This is very important because you can die anyhow. But it's a prescribed death for Jesus. If he did not die that way, salvation will not come. For the Bible says, cursed is any man that hangs on a tree. That the blessings of Abraham might rest upon us who believe. You see what I'm saying? So he could have died by gunpoint. That's why when they held him, they wanted to kill him. The Bible says he walked in the midst of them and came out. It was not the time. Even to Herod, he said, you can't take my life. I lay it down and I take it up again. No, they did not murder him. He chose to die. He didn't go on a suicide mission. Oh God. They couldn't kill him. The two thieves on the cross died before him. The guy was still there. So he could tell you that it wasn't the nails that pierced him. It wasn't the beating that killed him. It wasn't the crown of thorns. They did all they could do. They couldn't take his life. He said, no. Unto your hands I commend my spirit. And he bowed like a boss. Because if he died in their hands, he won't finish the course. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. So he had to wait to finish it because there was a cup he was drinking. When he said it is finished, it was a pointer to something. Don't just read your scripture without your brains. Listen. You remember Gethsemane? He said, if it's your will, let this cup pass over me. It was a cup of judgment and wrath of the whole world. So he was going to drink it. So there was a cup. There was a cup. Yes, so when he was up there, it was cup he was drinking from. He was drinking your judgment. He was drinking my judgment. He was taking my punishment. He was taking the pain that I had to go through. He paid the debt he did not owe so that I can walk free. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And when he took the last drop, he shouted, finished. So now that cup he made the drink. He had to empty the cup before he passed on. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So he had to die that death, the shameful death, so that they can naked him so you can be clothed. Hey. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that they can... That's the passion of the Christ. That's the swallow. He didn't wear napkin. Isaiah was describing him, said, if we see him, we couldn't behold him. He was beaten beyond recognition. So even Mary could not recognize his son.
just for you. That's the gospel. Just talking about this, asthma is going away. Power is released in the room. Just talking about this, I don't have to lay hands on you. It's the fire. You can't talk about the cross and power will flow. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's so powerful that when he died, darkness struck the earth. Why? That's when we knew that what he was saying was not a joke. I'm the light of the world. So when they killed him, they took lights. Who have lights? Are you hearing what I'm saying? He was saying this, nobody believed him. I'm the light of the world. Boldly declaring who he was. I'm the light of the world. Nobody could hear him. When they nailed him, took out the guy, light went. And one centurion who stood there said, this is truly the Son of God. He needed to see to believe. We don't see to believe, we believe and we see. Are you hearing me? Put back my scripture. I must finish this thing. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for us, according to scriptures, next verse. That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according again to the scriptures. Hi. Clock's the limit. He was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. So when they came, the tomb was open, and no one was there. The stone was not rolled away so he can come out. It was rolled away so we can see he was he's not there anymore. Because when he came out, the stone was still there. After resurrection, a new body has now come. He could walk through walls and not stick to it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But how would we know that he was risen? Someone had to roll the stone. So it was two angels who came, rolled the stone, and they sat on it. It is finished. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Next verse. And that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. Next verse. So eyewitness account. People saw him. He wasn't just lover. He wasn't Mr. Blog. So after that, he appeared to more than 500 of the... So all these people cannot be mad.
At the same time.
Most of whom are still living, they're all dead now, glory to God. Though some have fallen asleep. You see, believers don't die, we sleep. Are you getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
So when you read through scriptures, you find that the gospel is expressed in different ways. You most likely think there are different kinds of gospel. There's only one gospel. We'll run through this quickly. You're in church, it's also school. Matthew 4:23. The gospel is described as the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 4:23, look at this. And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, why did he say the gospel of grace? Because it couldn't be grace until he was dead. So he called it the gospel of the kingdom before the cross. Because listen to me, the kingdom is about the king and the domain. It's king, domain, kingdom. The king and his domain. But listen to me, those who will come into the domain will be those who receive the finished work. So he couldn't talk about it much because these people had not yet received. So he only talked about the king and his domain. But he talked more about the king. And he was the king. That's why when the wise men from the east saw the star, they said a king was born. So it was not a king to be king in Israel, it was king who will be king of kings. Because people who believe will now become kings and he's taking over. Hey, it's a gospel series with this. are you learning something? So it's called here, so when you see the gospel of the kingdom, it's not a different gospel, it's the same gospel of God's grace. Come on, say the same gospel. When we get to part two of the series, I'll show you some more. It's the same gospel. So in Mark chapter 1 verse 1, it's called the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The same gospel of grace is described now as the gospel of Jesus Christ because the focus is Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? Mark chapter 1 verse 14 is called the gospel of God. Mark 1:14, I gave you that. Don't be wrong. We don't have time. Now, after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. You see that? Luke 16:14, right? Check for me. The gospel of the kingdom of God again. Same thing. Romans 1:9 is called the gospel of his son. Romans 1:9, look at it here. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son. So the gospel is about his son. Are you following carefully? Are you learning? Too many scriptures are good for your health. Are you writing down? Romans 15:19 is called the gospel of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4 is called the gospel of the glory of Christ. Same gospel. Nothing has changed. Are you seeing that now? Ephesians 1:13 is called the gospel of your salvation. Come on, shout glory to God. Ephesians 6:15 is called the gospel of peace. The same gospel. Glory to God. 2 Timothy 1:8 is called the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Should I go back again? What did you miss? Just borrow your neighbor's notes, please. Photocopy somebody's note after church. So where did you miss? 2 Corinthians 4:4 is called the gospel of the glory of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Ephesians 1:13 is called the gospel of your salvation. So you can just take the scriptures down when you go home and study, you'll find the fillers. Ephesians 6:15 is called the gospel of peace. 2 Timothy 1:8 is called the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Are you getting blessed? 1 Timothy 1:11 is called the glorious gospel of the blessed God. Aye. Now, this is to show you that the gospel is one. Now, look at what Paul says in Acts 20:24, NIV. Acts 20:24. Are you getting blessed? Now, look at this. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. So all Paul was doing with his life was preaching grace. Why are you preaching rot? You know that church you came from? Why are they preaching something else? Paul spent his entire life preaching the gospel of God's grace. So all he wanted to complete was the grace message. So the Bible has only one message, it's God's grace. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So people say, it's the gospel of the kingdom. It's the gospel of God's grace. He couldn't call it God's grace because he hadn't died yet. Are you listening to what I'm saying now? Yeah. It's the same gospel. Give me an ESV. Fast. Look at this. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course. What was his course? And the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So how can you be preaching something else when the Bible says you want to preach? There's a manual for the preacher. There's a curriculum for your preaching. You're not called to preach anything else but the grace of God. Not the wrath of God, but the anger of God, but the grace of God. And that grace of God is the gospel. He's speaking about his death, his burial, and resurrection. So you go somewhere and they are preaching something and Jesus is not mentioned. Get that from there. It's like you just chose to go and eat poison and pay for it. You enter Uber just to go and hear nonsense. I'm showing you scripture. It's the gospel of God. That's how he was preaching. So everything Paul wrote from Romans, Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians. Some of you know Colossians. You don't know Colossians. Colossians. You don't know Colossians. You go Colossians. I didn't mean to rhyme. Everything that Paul wrote was the gospel of God's grace. And I'm going to be showing you the course of the series, the gospel of God's grace. This is introduction. It's powerful introduction, right? Not doing many things today, just showing you some stuff. Glory to God. Something light. Something light. And look at Acts 20:32. Acts 20:32. KJV, MSG, TPT. Are we together? And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, not the word of his law. Are you see? Bible, they preach for himself now. And now I commend you to God, Kai. The and there is K-I-K-A-I, which will mean which is. You follow what I'm saying? And I commend you to God, which is to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among the saints, among those who are sanctified. The word of his grace does not give you the inheritance. You need to read with your mind, your senses. He says, I commend you to God. Put my scripture back. I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance. The word of his grace doesn't give you the inheritance. It builds you up and it shows you the content of your inheritance. What gives you the inheritance is the grace of God. But the word is the writings about the content of the will. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. So it doesn't give you the inheritance. So what that means is, what grace makes available, faith appropriates. So faith does not create anything, it only takes what grace has provided. So grace makes it available, faith makes it obtainable. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So it gives you inheritance, live it that way, among all those who are sanctified. Give me MSG. MSG, glory to God. Give me MSG. Look at this. Now I'm turning you over to God, our marvelous God, whose gracious word can make you into what he wants you to be. Come on, glory to God. You should be shouting at this point. He says the word will make you into what he wants you to be. So the word is not demanding from you, it's making you. The Lord demands, grace supplies. Hey. Grace supplies. The Lord demands from you. But grace, no, I'm going to make you what I want you to be. But the Lord is saying you must be this. You must be that. No. When you receive the grace of God, it makes you. Come on now. That's why he said to them, follow me and I will make you. I will make you. He will make you into what he wants you to be and give you everything you could possibly need in this community of holy friends. Come over to the community of holy friends. Everything you need is in this place. I said, don't miss church. Don't let it hear word. Don't miss church. Sorry. I think I won't be on my boundaries. Give me TPT. Give me TPT. Glory to God. TPT. Fast. In no day. Jesus. Never download down. Glory to God. So the greatest contention of the gospel is not prayerlessness. Are you listening to me? The greatest contention of the gospel is not prayerlessness. It's not lack of giving. It is religion. Should I say that again? The greatest contention with the gospel, of the gospel, is not prayerlessness. It's not lack of giving. It's not lack of fasting. It is religion. So what fights the gospel the most is religion. It's where you are coming from. It's our people saying. Because Bible clearly says that you have made the word of God of no effect by your traditions. So it is tradition that frustrates the gospel. Hey, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not lack of prayer. It's not even sin, sorry. Sin does not frustrate the gospel because the gospel is the cure for sin. Yes. You hear what I'm saying? But what frustrates the gospel is religion. Yes. We don't tie scarf yet. You tie scarf. God will not hear you until you cover your head. And you see, we end up judging people on the premise of the part of them that is not saved. Hey, you didn't hear what I said. You're judging people on their body, which is still going through transformation, and you left their spirit, which is already saved. Spirits don't wear scarf. when we are not called Shoto. When we show up in church, the part of God, in the part of us in worship is our spirit.
Yes.
Spirit don't wear trousers.
Yes, sir.
Spirit don't do makeup.
Yes.
Spirit don't wear sword. So I can have sword on my flesh, but my spirit is clean.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm made holy in my spirit. I'm accepted in my spirit. He may not like me in the physical, but he likes me in the spirit. You hear what I'm saying? I'm accepted in the beloved. So stop judging me by my looks. He sees me flawless. Stop judging me by my looks. He sees me. I'm not saying just go and get this thing now from the church. Say, come as you are. Come as you are, babe. Get better. Glory to God. Don't stay as you are. You hear what I'm saying? Good, I used to see some of my brethren, not brethren here, like the ones that we used to minister to around Kilos when I'm coming to church. The gospel must get to them in Jesus' name.
So,
the gospel to the brethren at Kilos. You hear what I'm saying? So we judge people. So religion is the problem. It's not lack of prayer. Because we have many prayerful religious people. They're your mother's church, remember?
Yes!
Your mother has one as a prophet. See, our prophet, they see. And of you come here and say, ah, your pastor, they see. They see them. Everything you want to see is in the Word. We have a more sure word of prophecy. Jesus. Jesus. Of all you see in your car, or see in your color of your shirt, the sister here, you're wearing green. How has that helped your economy? Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. I mean, it was last Sunday I hear I said there's somebody who's afraid of an exam they're about to write, and then we prayed for the person. Now, that's prophecy unto edification. If your prophecy is for sure, that's prediction. If your prophecy is for show, that's prediction. We prophesy unto edification.
Yeah.
And I got a call, the person, and amazingly, the person came to church for the first time that Sunday, traveled into Lagos for an exam. And then I called during the week and said, the exam was great. It was a foreign exam, an American exam. It was great. So there's prophecy. I'm not against that. I'm just saying that if you're going to do that for showmanship, then it's prediction. A lot of you predicting who's going to be. God doesn't do parties. God is not in any political party. See, God did not pick your president. Even if it was the other guy that was there, God didn't pick him. He chose him. Democracy is the power of the people, not the power of God. Don't just carry Bible access. Democracy is the power of the people, by the people, for the people, not God. The gospel is the power of God. Shout glory! The gospel is the power of God. Democracy is the power of the people. Democracy is the power of the people, for the people, by the people. The gospel is the power of God unto them that believe. So God doesn't pick your president. Doesn't pick your president. You are praying for this one. So I'm praying for this one. Two Christians are praying for two different people. Which one will God answer? I pray for Man U, I'm praying for Chelsea. God is not a football fan. If you don't rehearse, you lose. If you don't play well, you fail. To the glory of God. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? Yeah. One clap, clap, clap. Thank you. Thank you. So the greatest contention for the gospel is religion. Religion, and it has found its way into the church. And that's why we're teaching so that we can. You don't drive out religion by prayer. You drive it out by teaching the gospel. So the gospel will come and take its hold over time. It will displace religion. Some of you who showed up here for the first time, as I'm talking right now, some things are, you are struggling. This pastor, shall we see the talk now, really true? You know it's true. You have suffered in the hand of religion. Repent now. You never suffer it. They are taking your money. They are taking your car. See, if you sow up, you will go up. You are still where you are now. So, Papa. That's religion. If you fast, you'll be fast. If you are suffering, check your offering. If your life is tight, check your tithes. Then I add some bass with glory to God. I'll tell you now on this one. I tell you the truth, I lie not. I will give you scriptures for that. Religion is the opium of the people. If you did philosophy, you know that. You guys go to school. So I said religion is a contention. So let me go through this. I don't know if I'm able to explain all of it. Maybe I don't do it. I'll do it next time. Next series. Religion proclaims man's opinion. The gospel proclaims God's intention.
Yes.
Get ready for me, guys. Religion proclaims man's opinion. The gospel proclaims God's intention. I'll do it again. Religion proclaims man's opinion. The gospel proclaims God's intention. I've given you examples about this teaching, really. So, the next one. Religion is full of drama. The gospel is full of power. Religion is full of drama. The gospel is full of power. Religion demands that you give your life. The gospel asks that you receive his life. You are not called to give your life. I gave my life to Christ in 1995. No. You don't have a life to give. The Bible says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. So the man outside Christ has no life. You are called to take life, not give life. It is after you have received his life as salvation, you cannot give your life in service. Are you learning something this morning? Yeah. I gave my life to Christ. No. You don't have a life to give. The man outside Christ is dead. So you give God death. Are you hearing what I'm... You give God death because you didn't have a life. Real life is in Christ. You know, that's why when we're doing birthday, we say, Father, we thank you for life. It's not for breathing in and out. Let everything that has breath praise God. It's not oxygen. Hey, it's the one that has the life of God in him that can praise God. Plants don't praise God. You know what I'm saying? Let everything that has breath, let everything that has Zoe. Not Suke. Zoe is the life of God. Suke is animal life. Suke the decay. Suke the decay. But Zoe is eternal. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. So you look, the religion demands that you give your life. The gospel asks that you receive his life. Religion is man-made. The gospel is God-given. Religion is man's search for God. The gospel is God's search for man. Now, God define me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Religion is good advice. The gospel is glorious announcement. Hey. Are they rush? The gospel, religion is good advice. The gospel is glorious announcement. Should I say it again?
Yes, sir.
Religion is good advice. You will make it in life. Just believe in yourself. That's advice. But if you work hard enough, you will make it. That's religion. Sweet words. Enticing words of men's wisdom. That's religion. But there's an announcement. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One with God is majority. That's an announcement. He died for me. He died as me. When he was buried, I was buried with him. When he resurrected, I'm seated in Christ. In come on, shout glory. That's the announcement. I'll tell you more about the announcement next week. There's freedom in this thing that we're talking about. Cry. Bring your family and friends. I told you, bring people to church. Imagine, you didn't come to church. You just imagine what you're missing. Watching me online, show up in church. If you're in Lagos, stop streaming. Hallelujah. Religion, say this, religion, what? Religion white washes, the gospel washes white. Religion white washes, they wash your brain. But the gospel washes you white as snow. Are you hearing? I say it again. Religion white washes, but the gospel washes white. Makes you whole again. Makes you. What can take away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that. That makes me white. That makes me white as no other fountain. He has washed me white. Are you learning something?
Yes, sir.
Good. So the gospel is good news, but it only becomes good when it's believed. Say it again. The gospel is good news. It only does good when it's believed. So in itself is good news, but that goodness can't flow to you until you believe it. That's powerful. So John chapter 6 verse 29, I'm closing very soon. I hope. John chapter 6 verse 29. Look at this. He says, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him who sent him. So they came to him and like, Master, what can we do to do the works of God? And he said, the work of God is to believe. The work of God is not to join prayer department. As beautiful as that is, I'm talking to you now. Glory to God. The work of God is to join NSM. You go touch everybody today. The work of God is not to join technical. The work of God is not to join media. Am I off your frame, guys? Let me know. Before you stop recording me. They came to him and said, what shall we do that we may walk the works of God? I didn't call your department. The work of God is not for you to be there. Now listen to me. Now I told you something last time. I said, we are first called to walk with God before we can walk for God. And it's not walk with God, it's W-A-L-K. Walk. Before you can W-O-R-K. So it is walk precedes work. In other words, our walk must flow from relationship. Relationship is the grease that makes your walk effortless. Yeah, they preach. Relationship is the grease that makes your walk effortless. Some of you are struggling in your department. Why? Because you don't have personal relationship with God. You are working for eye service. So we can see you. There's no relationship there. That's why we would prefer Mary over Martha. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't be busy for God without being productive for him. Today, Choku. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't be, you can be busy in church and not effective. That it comes from relationship. There must be relationship before there is work. Spend time with God. He called them to be with him first before he sent them. You see what I'm saying? Because you can't reflect who you are, who you've not been with. Hey. You can't reflect who you've not been with. So they had to be with him first before he sent them. And in being with him, it was only once that he sent them out. So the call was not showmanship, it was training for 3 years. It was when he left, they started practicing. Are you seeing what I'm saying? When we say sit down, you don't like sitting down. You want to walk. Don't worry, do it. That's what they say. They say, what shall we do to maybe? Dunamis. What do you want to do for the Lord? You're not called to do. Religion starts with do. Grace says done. Yeah. Grace says done. It's done already. I'm not called to do. I'm called to believe. It's done. I'm called to rest. So walking in the gospel is resting. Walking in the gospel is believing. That's why I said the gospel is powerful in itself. It's good news, but it only becomes good to you when you believe it. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Glory to God. So hell is full of, my God. Should I say this thing? Hell is full of good people who rejected Jesus. Heaven is full of bad people who accepted Jesus. So it was not about goodness or badness. It was about rejection or acceptance. Should I say it again? Hell is full of good people who rejected Jesus. Heaven is full of bad people who accepted. What do you think about the thief on the cross? You talk to me about that guy for 1 minute. The guy you all hang for there. And all he said was, remember me today in your kingdom. So apparently he had heard about the kingdom. But I know that day, he just thought, see, remember me. Now, the thief did not have to go to baptism. Yeah. Hey! He didn't have the gift of the Spirit. He didn't have the fruit of the Spirit. He didn't speak in tongues for 1 day. Nobody laid hands on him. He didn't go, no. He was not in any department. He didn't go back and say, I stole your corn. Yes. No, from that point, say, yeah. Right on that same spot, remember me, and the guy moved. The guy showed up, he showed up before Paul. He showed up before Peter. Who am I talking to? All the disciples. Why? He said, remember me, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. Not of words that any man should boast, but just by believing. He said, let's not talk to Jesus. Feel the anointing. Talk to Jesus. I'm the way. Since the man at the middle said, come. Come. I don't know if he was on the right hand or the left hand. It doesn't matter. But just remember me today. And Jesus looked at him and said, today. Hey. Not tomorrow. No, say today. He didn't say go down and restitute. No, today. He didn't say go and beg those you have. Today. You will be with me today. Today. It had nothing to boast about. Nothing to brag about. For you are saved by free grace through faith. So grace made it available. Faith released. He took it. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing.
I feel the anointing. Stop struggling. Stop trying to make it good. Stop. I hear it in my spirit. Stop trying. You've been working your heart out. You've been working your head out, trying to make this happen by yourself. Stop struggling. Just believe in Jesus. Just believe. That's the power of the gospel. It's so simple. Just believe. Just believe. Come on, shout, I believe. Come on, scream, I believe. You don't need a visa, just believe. You were standing at the embassy for how many weeks? I believe. I believe. I believe. He got in by believing. I will go in by believing. Listen to me. Yeah. Hard work won't get you to heaven. Grace and mercy will. You hear what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, if you're in Christ, you're in heaven already. In heavenly places. Paul writes and says, don't you know you are citizens of heaven? Are you hearing what I'm saying now? You are citizens already. You are citizens. You are seated. No, he didn't say you are standing, you are seated. I don't reach out. Come on now. Glory to God. I said, I don't reach out. Glory to God. Just sit there. Just there. Sit there. So beautiful. You want to make heaven, you're not making heaven. It's so easy. We couldn't get there, so he brought it down. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. Oh. My sin was great, your love was great. What is heaven? What a wonderful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ. Don't make it hard. Religion is immigration officers. They want to check everything before you pass. Open your bag, bring that in up. They did your. They didn't get any glory to God. That's religion. Your papers are complete. Your bag, everything. But they must check you. No. God is checking his son, not you. He's not checking your flaws, he's checking his son. Yeah. That's the gospel. God is checking his son, not your flaws. He sees me through Jesus. I'm in Christ, so when he's looking at me, he's not seeing me, he's seeing the son. And Jesus is not transparent. So it's not like he's seeing me, not seeing me, see my flaws. No. All he's seeing is... God, I feel the alarm to know. So there's something called katalasso. In 2 Corinthians 5, 18, 19, 20, show you something. Are you getting blessed in this service?
Yes, sir.
If your first time, this is your church, you know already. I look like your pastor, you look like my member. Just sit down, don't go anywhere. But look at this. And all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself. Not that we reconciled ourselves to him.
Yes, sir.
He did the reconciliation.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? And had given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Next verse. Now, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. So you need a count. Hey, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, the word reconciliation there is katalasso. Put up that thing on the screen, katalasso.
at the close at the club. Don't worry. I won't walk. Guilt, I won't walk. No, no, no. Katalasso is K-A-T-A-L-A-S-S-O. Katalasso. It means that the offended party came to make peace. Ah. Are you here? Are you here? The offended party was the one who came to make peace. So now God, they beg me. So God came to me, see, Clarkson, I'm sorry. I know you messed up, but I'm sorry on your behalf. Hey. So that Ayakoba Hashanda Rama, who is here? Hey, no, I'm the one that vexed him, but he's the one that said sorry. So God is the first guy who played the big person. God played the big guy. See, I will apologize first. If I'm waiting for this guy, he will never come.
Yes.
So he, and God became flesh.
Yes.
So when we saw Jesus, it was God apologizing.
Yes.
So Jesus is the apology of God on two feet.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the offended party came to make peace. Another word for it was to exchange or to change. In other words, changing someone from enemy to family. You know, people ask, is God really powerful? The power of God is seen in the fact that God killed his enemy, killed his son to make his enemy's family. Come on, that's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. So God, that God, they beg me now. See, Clarkson, I beg. Clarkson, I beg. No vex. I know Sinai Meso. So God became the reconciliation and the reconciler. Are you in this service now? Then the last point there is, Katalasso means to restore to the place of favor without works or performance. So everything you lost is given back to you without you asking for it. So something went wrong and you lost the relationship, but he said, I'm bringing you back to the same place. You don't have to ask. What I'm saying is favor is coming upon you this week. As she spoke out of this room, everything that you lost is coming. Who am I talking to? There's anointing on this room right now. It's restoration with compensation. I'm saying everything that you lost, it's coming back. Everything that you lost is coming back. Restoration with compensation. It's coming back. It's coming back. Oh, my shoulder. It's coming back. You are brought back. And you're not struggling for it. You're not struggling for it. You're not struggling for it. So this week will answer to you, oh God. You won't have to struggle because grace makes it easy. Grace will bring it to you. Who am I talking to? I said, grace will bring it to you. Who am I talking to? You're not answering me. Grace will bring it to you. Come on, grace will bring it to you. Grace will make it fast. Grace will come in the speed, the hope. Grace will answer speedily, speedily. And so in Genesis chapter 27 now, Isaac is about to die. And then he calls his son and says, go and get me venison. Put up the scripture while I'm doing it. And says to him, go get me venison, the type that I like to eat, so that I can eat and bless you. You know the story, right? And whilst he's talking to Isaac now, he's talking to, what's his name now? Esau. But remember for me that Isaac is blind. And so he's talking to Esau, but the mother is eavesdropping by the window. Run to verse 5. Run to verse 5. Let's do this in a hurry. Get ready to shout. We're about to close the service. Get ready to shout. Look, now Rebecca was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it to the field. Walks. He wants to go make it happen. But Jacob is not doing anything now. Without lifting a finger. You wouldn't lift a finger this week. Two choice kids of the goats. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, voice and go get them for me. Next verse, the Holy Ghost is walking behind the scene. Next verse. And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father. The Holy Ghost knows what to serve.
Yeah! He does!
Now preach his soul.
demanded beings provided so we can present to the Father. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So God gave us sacrifice to offer to Him so we can, He can accept it. Next verse, I'm running, closing. Then Rebecca took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house. He took the choice clothes of her elder son. So that's how God has taken the righteousness of Jesus and put it on you. You didn't work for that. For he who knew no sin became sin, that I might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Are you getting blessed this morning? Which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. Next verse. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hand. So one goat was for the food, one goat was for the covering.
Yes, sir.
The first time we see this is in Genesis. When Adam messed up, they were trying to use fig leaves to cover themselves. But fig leaves, they dry. Sacrifice, they dry. They were trying with fig leaves. It dried up. Amatan came between, wiped off. But God showed up. Come on, say, God showed up. It's about to show up this week for you. God showed up. Your testimony will be God showed up. How did you get the job? God showed up. How did you get the assignment? I didn't labor so much for it. God showed up. He just showed up in my room. He just showed up in my office. I got the contract. I got the mail. And he put the skin on Jacob's hand. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the prepared table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anoint God. I feel the anointing. Into the hand of her son. He put it in the hand of her son. God will put things in your hands. That's how grace works. Hey! What God? That's what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. You show up before the Father as though you were Christ. So it doesn't mean mentioning the name at the end of prayer. It is coming with the consciousness that as He is, the guy showed up with boldness, confidence. He knew. I don't qualify, but in Christ I qualify. That's how you're showing up, just like Esther. And when you show up, the Lord will be showing ahead of you. There will be reception for you this week. Not because you behaved well. Not because you... Oh God. You don't show up begging. Say, Father, please respond to me. No, I'm Jesus. Clarkson is here. Jesus is here. He who has sent me has sent the Father. Clarkson is here. Put your name there. Clarkson is here. Simeon is here. Jesus is here. Ajesua is here. Jesus is here. Amuli is here. Jesus is here. You show up. I am Jesus. Your first son. And you know the beautiful thing? Jesus is not your first son. He who is joined with the Lord is one. So you're not second one. You are first two. Come on, I'm the first. Because when he resurrected, I resurrected. When he was shouting, lift up your head, all ye gates. He opened for both of us. Are you hearing what I'm doing? I have done just as you told me. We don't do anything. So what he did, you can credit to yourself. I have done it. Did you live right? I have done it. Jesus lived right. It's
is the rightness of the song bequeathed to those who brought to glory. That's right standing. So there's right standing and there's good standing. Right standing. Right standing is righteousness by faith. Good standing is behavior. But we don't come to God by behavior. We come by right standing. We come by righteousness by faith. Because I'm sure. See, I have done it. It's a finished work. I have done it. But he didn't do anything. You know, in that kitchen, the bookkeeper. Sweatless victory this week. I said sweatless victory this week. When you are looking sweatless victory this week. As you told me, please arise. Sit. Hey, this is powerful. The instruction was to Esau. As you told me, you didn't tell him anything. Even, I won't go there, even. And eat of my game that your soul may bless me. Next verse. But Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly? That's what they will ask you this week. How? The man knows this thing, they didn't quick to cook out like that. How? Just no. How? When God does it, it comes quickly. Come on. Come on, when God does it, it comes quickly. Says the Lord your God. The Lord your God, how? I believe that Isaac must have given this guy a gist when I was looking for your mother to marry. It was so difficult to find a bride. But the Lord. Come on, but the Lord. But the Lord brought it. Come on, but the Lord. Must have given the guy another gist. See, my father almost killed me. Took me on the mountain and led me straight. He was about to put the knife, but the Lord brought a ram so quickly. And Jacob remembered, but the Lord, your Lord, your God has brought it to me. This week, the Lord, your God will bring it to you. No, you won't go to it. It will come to you. These will find you seamlessly. The money will locate you seamlessly. The job will locate you seamlessly. The spouse will locate you seamlessly. The contract will come to you seamlessly. Not to them, but the Lord your God. Next verse. Jacob said to Isaac said to Jacob, please come near. That I may feel you, my son. Whether you really are my son, Esau or not. Next verse. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, your voice is Jacob's voice. The guy was blind, but he was not dumb. Just the voice is Jacob's, but the is Esau. You're not saying what I'm saying. Let me explain to you. So I show up before God as Christ. The hand is Jesus, but the voice is Clarkson. I can feel the piercing. The piercing will not rest because of the voice. It will rest because of the nails. Of Jesus. I said your hands are the hands of Jesus. The blessing will come on those hands. So God is not answering your prayer because it's strong. He's answering your prayer because it's Christ. I say it again, God is not answering your prayer because it's strong. God is answering your prayer because it's Christ. He cannot refuse the Son. Say it again. God is not now he writes this thing. God is not answering your prayer because it's strong. No, it doesn't have to be 21 days. Before you ask, I already answer. God is not answering your prayer because it's strong. He's answering your prayer because it's Christ. It's Christ. But the hands are the hands of Esau. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. And he did not recognize. So he blessed him. Next verse. Then he said, are you really my sons? He said, I am. I am that I am. I am. What did God tell to Moses to tell Pharaoh when he asked you, who sent you? Say, I am. In other words, I am. I will become for you whatever you choose for me to become. So I may not be Esau, but I am. Listen, it's plenty. Leave it. Can't go into all of it today. Next verse. He said, bring it near to me. I will eat of it, my son's game, so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him. He ate it. He brought him wine and he drank it. Next verse. Then his father Isaac said to him, come, come near and kiss me, my son. He won't smell out. Next verse. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothes, the righteousness by faith. And blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Something powerful about the story is this. Isaac is not just blind for blind's sake. It's a type and shadow of how God is blind to your faults. Of how God doesn't see your faults. If he can feel Esau, if he can feel Jesus, that's enough. So he will choose to be blind to your mistakes. So your flaws can't rob you of the blessing. Because again, God doesn't answer your prayers because they are strong. They come church, you get why? But you blessed today, guys. Talk back to me. Were you blessed today?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always like this every Sunday. I don't know why you miss the church. It gets better every next Sunday is gonna be great. Come on, put your hands together, give God praise. Yeah, so we continue the gospel series next Sunday. I'm going to be sharing some really nice things. You'll love it. You'll love it. You're looking at me like that. You'll love it. You will love, I bet you will love it. This is just a preamble. So this is introduction. Imagine what the next one will have. So it's a good foundation for what we want to talk about the next time. So you want to pay attention.